Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the next Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. It would have been the final last weekend. Let's head back to 2016 when we achieved two back-to-back titles. Get in. Let's hear first from a youthful cat rat in the parlour and me sounding exactly the same.
Oh my goodness. Can't actually believe that we are champions. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm feeling very good at the moment. It's still sinking in, I think, but it's what an amazing feeling.
Have you stopped shaking yet? Because I haven't.
No, I don't think I have. I don't think I'm going to watch that back for a while yet. I think we'll just leave that be for the time being. But, yeah, it's just unbelievable. And the grit and the determination and the passion that the girls showed in that final quarter was outstanding. Couldn't ask for any more.
And I was incredibly impressed how the first quarter went as well. It was like Thunder didn't almost stand a chance.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we had to come out hard against Thunder. We knew that if they came out hard, they always come out hard. And if we were on the back foot from the start, then it would be hard to claw it back. They are a phenomenal side. But, you know, we've done our homework, we've done our research, and the coaching staff at Tamsin has done a lot of work leading up to this game, and obviously it paid off.
They came back at half-time a little bit.
Yeah.
Did that get you a bit worried, or did you just have to ride it out?
Yeah, we had to ride it out. And, you know, no buffer is too big a buffer against any Super League team. So, you know, you can't just sit back on a lead. You have to keep on pushing. And a couple of calls in the final quarter didn't go our way. We had four attacking contacts, which was a huge amount. So, you know, that, things like that don't help our case. But, you know, you make your own fortune. And I'm just glad that we could see it out.
And it's going to be a happy night, but is it going to be a long night? You've already said you're going to leave it till next week before you watch it again.
We'll watch it. I know me. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy tonight and what it brings. And it's just making sure that we do keep on building. And, you know, they're a phenomenal side. And just so proud of the girls.
Well, on the Monday following, I asked Tamsin if she'd had a good weekend.
You know, it's pretty average as weekends go. Leicester winning the title and Surrey Storm going back to back champions. Yeah, average.
Has it sunk in?
You know, not for the first time in a long time over the weekend. I was pretty content. It was a different feeling from last year. Winning last year was such a relief. It was something we've wanted for so long and come so close to getting. This year was just the feeling of being content and just really, really proud.
And how's the last couple of days been? Have you played it back?
I've watched it, yeah, I did rewatch it. I've watched it on Sky and I've watched it on Analysis. I can't not. The girls were winding me up because I sent them through the stats after the game. They're like, we can't believe you're doing that. And I went, we've got a title to defend. But, I can't not watch it. I wanted to see how it played out. And obviously there's so much controversy as well with some of the comments that have been made after the game. I wanted to see it for myself.
And how did you see Dan's comments at the end of the game?
I think his comments have been taken a little bit out of proportion, as always. When you say things after the game, look, he said in retrospect, congratulations to Storm, you know, that Thunder weren't great in the first half, which they weren't. You know, the comments about the last call of the game were fair in his eyes. You know, it was a call miss, but as far as I'm concerned, there was a reason they got back into that game in the last quarter. And if we're going to go on calls all the way through the game, there were just as many that could have gone our way that I feel were just as at crucial times. So I think anything can be said in the heat of the moment. But the reality is, anybody that saw that game, you know, calls go one way or the other when it's going at that intensity and when it's that close and when it matters so much. So a bit frustrated that there was a lot of talk about that because I think it kind of takes the shine off the fact that Storm were actually really, really good on the day. They definitely deserve to see the game out. And you know, there's always reasons why teams get back into games.
You just said yourself you enjoy a good analyse of the game and a bit of a stat geek. How did you approach the training session on Thursday? Was it as normal?
We have plans when we get into semi-finals and try not to give too much away in the season. When you're playing against a team like Thunder, you only probably get one shot at beating them on the big stage, on the grand final. So We'd done our homework. We knew what we wanted to do. We'd worked on that all week. We trained Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday that week. It was just a normal session, really. We don't change too much. We work very well on the fact that we have a set way that we go, and it works for us, and it makes the environment happy, and there's a lot of belief in that team. So, we did what we usually did. Everybody put in, everybody had an opportunity, and then it was game time.
Thank you for being part of the first Super League solo team podcast. It's a Surrey Storm podcast with Player Lear.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.